Fibromyalgia, Making Sense of It. Written by Stephen and Lorna Carroll. Narrated by Tom Chandler. Disclaimer. This publication is for informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. Medical advice should always be obtained from a qualified medical professional for any health conditions or symptoms associated with them. Every effort has been made in preparing and researching this material. We make no warranties with respect to the accuracy, applicability of its contents, or any omissions. Chapter 1. What is fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia is a poorly understood medical disorder that involves the experience of widespread pain in the muscles, joints, and tissues, along with extramusculoskeletal symptoms of sleep disturbances, memory problems, chronic fatigue, and issues related to mood. There has been much research on this disorder. While the exact cause of fibromyalgia is unknown, most researchers feel that fibromyalgia takes painful sensations experienced by the sufferer and amplifies them in the brain, resulting in the sensation of pain with even a light touch. In a sense, fibromyalgia is believed to be a brain disorder caused by an abnormal processing of pain signals by the brain. Fibromyalgia generally develops after a person has experienced some kind of physical trauma or has had surgery. Others develop the disorder following a great psychological stressor or following a minor infection. Still others do not have a dramatic shift from normal health to having fibromyalgia, but instead have the symptoms develop gradually, with no identifiable event causing the disease. For reasons that are not completely clear, women have a greater chance of developing fibromyalgia when compared to men. Interestingly, those who have fibromyalgia also have a greater incidence of temporomandibular joint disorders, TMJ disease, tension-type headaches, depression, irritable bowel syndrome, and anxiety disorders. Fibromyalgia has no known cure, although sufferers have used various types of medications to make the symptoms more tolerable. Non-medical therapies for fibromyalgia include reducing stress levels, relaxation, exercise, acupuncture, nutritional supplementation, and other alternative therapies. Chapter 2. Possible Causes of Fibromyalgia. There is no general consensus as to what causes fibromyalgia. Many doctors speculate that there isn't a single cause to the disorder, but that it involves several different physical and emotional factors that work together to cause the disease. There are some things that may be related to who gets fibromyalgia and who does not. Genetic factors. There may be some yet unknown genetic reasons why some people get fibromyalgia and others do not. It is known to run in families, although it does not appear that there is a single gene involved in getting fibromyalgia. Genetic mutations have not yet been discovered, but may play a role in developing the disease. According to the National Institute of Arthritis, Musculoskeletal, and Skin Diseases, there may be genes in the human genome that regulate the ways the body handles pain. Those who have fibromyalgia may have inherited genes that result in an exaggerated response to pain in situations that another individual would not find painful. Hormones. Fibromyalgia occurs to a much greater degree in women when compared to men. There may be something about female hormones that trigger the disease in women, but not in men. The hormonal milieu in women is much different than it is in men, and the presence of female hormones may affect the nerves in such a way as to make fibromyalgia more likely. Certain infections. Because fibromyalgia can develop following an infection, it has been speculated that certain types of infections make fibromyalgia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?